Monday, December 12, 2011, some announcements from Oroville and an interview with Lola speaking about the Hibiscus Art Village project. So it's basically a place to live, a place to work, and a place to share artwork.
Yes, it's a place to work. And of course, the people we were living there, we must to work in the same place. It means in Hibiscus Art Village. We want to be a real community. It means that we can share our work, also economy and different things around. The same structure, houses and everything. Now we are in one moment that we will do a fundraising, and we are in this, for fundraising, the school, because our houses we will pay ourselves.
So this is open to Orovillians and newcomers and people from outside?
Yes, it will be open, the school, for everyone. Also, we will have teachers from Oroville, but also teachers from around the world. Maybe we are doing workshops, 1 week, 10 days, workshops for Orovillians and for people also around this zone, no? Pondicherry. Probably we will have people from 14 years to whatever.
And the workshops will be mainly in arts and crafts?
Yes, mainly, well, mainly no. It will be arts and crafts workshops.
Tell me, how long until you see this coming into fruition? When will it be complete?
Well, at the moment we are doing the buildings. We have an architect, that is Pino. He is working in the building. And we have 1 year to apply. Anyway, I told you that we have a place, and we will start maybe in a few months checking the place, how it is, also doing some of the structure there. And the school, I don't know, maybe it takes 2-3 years for us, because before we will do the school, after 1 year or 2 years, we will start with houses. It means that it's a long, long project.
About how many houses do you plan to build?
8 houses. We want. This is what we want, because it's a big project and we need people to be involved there. And then 8 houses for 8 families. And then all the people who stay there must work in the project. This is the only thing we need to do when we are living there. If someone is inspired, they can contribute to this big project, Hibiscus, go into financial service and ask for the account, Hibiscus account. Whatever is coming is fine for us.
Today, under an overcast sky, 25 kilometers per hour northeasterly winds, 29 degrees Celsius, with a heat index of 32. Rudra Veena, it's an ancient instrument rarely played today. Bahauddin Mohiuddin Dagar is a Rudra Veena player in the Dagarbani style. He represents the 20th generation of Dagar lineage. A recital is offered on Saturday, December 17, 7:30 p.m., Bharat Nevis, Sri Aurobindo Auditorium. A mime workshop at Life Education Center in Kodakarai to be held the first Tuesday of every month, 2 to 4:30 p.m. The mime man, Drupad, will conduct this workshop. For more details, contact LEC 262-2082 or Drupad himself, 962-656-1256. And, as Shakespeare says through the last words of Hamlet, "And the rest is silence." A 5-day course in organic food growing at Buddha Garden, Thursday, December 15th through Monday the 19th. And each day, the focus will be on a different aspect of organic, sustainable food growing, with opportunities for hands-on experience as well as discussions about how to grow healthy food. Timings are 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. For more details, visit their website, www.buddhagarden.org. The fourth season of free interactive seminars offered by Insight Seminars starts on the 19th of December onwards. These sessions are presented by Aurovillians sharing their thoughts and experiences. Monday, Introduction to the Vision and Concept of Auroville. Tuesday, Education. Wednesday, Economy and Organization. Thursday, Eco Restoration. Friday, Town Planning and Architecture. Timings, 10:30 a.m. to noon. Venue is the ground floor Inside India office building in Aurovillians, opposite CSR. There was a total lunar eclipse of a full moon last Saturday. Attached photos taken by Lalit. Sri Aurobindo has said that India has done much more for spiritual life with her methods than Europe has with all her doubts and questioning. It's a kind of refusal to accept a particular method of knowledge which isn't a purely material one, and the denial of experience, the reality of experience. And then there's the method of Kali, which is to give a sound thrashing. But according to me, that means a lot of damage without much result. This is another big problem. It seems the only method which can overcome all resistance is the method of love. But the adverse forces have perverted love in such a way that many very sincere people, sincere seekers, have steeled themselves, so to say, against this method because of that distortion. That's why it takes time. These comments from the mother. You've been listening to Auroville Radio on microphone Marlenka. In studio today, Andrea, Tanya, Miriam, and Yahlom. Direct your queries and comments to auroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.